Chapter 6. A Dream. With all of my provisions from the boat, I was able to make a life for myself on the island. Though I had had no skill at carpentry before, I became quite good at making shelves and chairs and tables. And when one day an earthquake shook my cave, and I realized that I might not be safe in there, I even built a house for myself. Though I had never worked on a farm, I was able to tame the wild goat so that I might have meat, milk, and cheese. And though I had never raised a crop in my life, I was able to determine the right time of year to plant my barley and rice. When they came up, I worked out how to turn them into flour. And finally, after many failed attempts, I was able to make an oven in which to bake. Imagine being shipwrecked on an island. Imagine using what you have to build a life. Imagine it is a life with all of the comforts of your former life, including meat, bread, cheese, and a table on which to place your meal. Yes, I was quite content on the island. I was keeping busy with finding food and otherwise making things of use. But one day I fell ill and suffered many days in feverish fits. One morning, as I slept, I had a terrible dream. In it, I was sitting on the ground when I saw a man come down from a great black cloud. He was as bright as a flame, and I could barely look at him. When he stepped upon the ground, I thought the earth shook as though it were an earthquake, and all the air looked as if it had been filled with flashes of fire. He had no sooner landed upon the earth than he moved forward toward me with a long weapon in his hand. He spoke to me, "Seeing all these things has not made you repent. Now you shall die." At these words, I watched as he lifted up his weapon to kill me. Then I woke. The dream made me consider God. Even though I had been taught the word of God by my parents, I had ignored their good teachings. For 8 years I had been at sea. Throughout this time, I neither reflected on my own actions nor thought whether my deeds were good or evil. I had no fear of God when in danger, and I was not thankful to Him when I was provided for. When I was enslaved, I did not consider that it might have been punishment for my sins. When I had the opportunity to escape, I did not give thanks to God. When I was in so much danger on the African coast, I did not reflect on my sins, nor did I thank God when I was saved by the Portuguese captain. I did not show remorse when I nearly drowned and found myself shipwrecked on the island. Rather than continue to be thankful for being saved, I had complained of my misery. Time and again I was given gifts. The ship and all of its provisions were a gift. The fruit of the land was a gift. The ability to grow barley and rice was a gift. The tools and materials to build my living quarters all were gifts. And though I delighted in them when they appeared, I did not truly give thanks to God. I remembered my father's warning. He told me that if I took this foolish step to seek adventure at sea, God would not bless me. He said I would think about how I ignored his advice at a time when there was no one there to help. "Now," I said out loud, "my dear father's words have come to pass. I have no one to help or hear me." Then I cried out, "Lord, be my help, for I need it badly." This was the first prayer, if I may call it so, that I had made in many years. Remembering that I had a Bible which I had found on the ship, I resolved to spend part of each day reading it. God, I was sure, had put me in this situation where I might come to repent for my sins and give thanks for all that was provided for me. Between reading the Bible, hunting for food, tending my crops, and building the things I needed, I was kept busy. And so my life continued on the island. In time, I had what might be thought of as a family. I had a parrot that could say my name. The dog that had come with me to the island remained a loyal friend, though he was getting very old. The children of the two cats from the boat were also my companions. With these loyal subjects, I thought of myself as a king.